straight away. But yeah, I just wanted to remind you that prayer is incredibly effective, but also worship is as well. So when I'm at school, I turn my worship playlist on a lot of the time, just in my headphones, so only I can hear it. But I only ever use one headphone, and people will come up and steal the second one. So my class will just start listening to the worship music that I'm playing, and it's changing my class dynamic. So, yeah.
So this boy, have you been praying for him?
Yes.
Good. All right.
Sorry, did you want me to add more?
No, no. I want you to pray for all the naughty boys that hassle girls, that they might be transformed and learn to worship God. All right?
Sure.
Actually, there's also naughty girls around. So all the naughty people.
Just to be fair.
Lord, I pray for all these naughty people that that we speak of, that you will just come among them and touch all of their hearts, Lord, that you will just slowly show yourself to them and that they start turning towards you, God, and wanting to know more so they come into the kingdom of Christ. Amen.
That's so good.
It's amazing, isn't it? The presence and the power of God in us, you know, and we can influence community, you know, by living your, what do you call it? Anyway, the year thing, so that somebody can steal it and listen to your worship song. All right. Joshua, you want to share? And then after that we'll get Jessica Williams.
G'day, everyone.
Hello.
For those that don't know, just this last weekend was the National Vineyard Conference. And so me and a few others, Angus and all them, and, the winters came up. And God was doing, big things, moving in powerful ways. So I've been to one of these before, back when I was like 12, so I had a little bit of an idea of what to expect. All I kind of really knew was that God was going to do something with me. And so what I'm sharing now is not really a testimony, more of like the beginning of one. And I kind of want to share this to be, to kind of declare that that's what's the path is, but also to be accountable. Because I believe this applies to the youth group, which I was a role I've kind of been stepping into, heading that up, learning from Holly. And so on, I believe it was the second night, everyone's falling over and just screaming and people just, and it's great. I think I was on the floor at this point as well, having a bit of a moment with God. And I was just like, I remember just, being like, God, this is all great, I'm having a great time, but what does this mean? Like, what are you actually doing with me right now? And he was like, okay. So he showed me this like massive field, and it was just full of flowers as far as the eye could see, every direction. And then he said to me, where the world sees weeds, you see flowers. And so I believe that applies to more than just the youth, but right now that applies directly into the youth ministry for what I'm doing right now. If you don't already know, I'm doing a Cert 4 in youth work to next year be going into working hopefully with kids in residential care where they've been removed from their families because it's been deemed unsafe. And so that's like pretty yes. But then also in the youth ministry, looking at, how that can be expanded beyond who comes here on Sunday and the family's there, but also not excluding them, but expanding it beyond. And so, I kind of wanted to share that all with you. If you're wondering what to pray for on a Thursday night. You can pray for the youth group, that's what's happening. That's pretty much it. But yeah, I just wanted to declare this is my yes to that.
Now you're declaring not because I know you're awesome, but you're declaring because you have an awesome God. And you're declaring it because the vision you think at this stage, and you're stepping out in faith, is God wanting to do something through you. Are you going to plant the flowers?
Oh, they're already there.
They're already there.
Yeah.
Wow, faith see things. Holly, would you like to come to for prayer to with this young man? Yeah. Sorry. I just woke you up, sorry. He just acknowledged your awesomeness of training him.
Cool. Yes. Oh, Lord, thank you for Josh. Thank you for what you're calling him into, both in his profession but also in his ministry and how those overlap. Lord, I thank you, where the world might see these kids as weeds, Lord, that you see them as flowers too, and that Josh is part of that in you, and that he can show that to them as well, their true identity and who you've created them to be. So, Lord, I just pray for an empowerment in that, that you would spur that on, Lord, that this wouldn't die out, but we rather, this is just the beginning of an amazing ministry that will come out of Josh and a team around him. And, yeah, Lord, we just also pray for the youth group that's part of Marion Vineyard, Lord, that as Josh steps into leadership, we just see that rocket take off and see incredible life change for young people in the area. We bless him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. Now, this is actually not a young adult or youth ministry, all right? This is actually church. It's just that we have few more young ones than the oldies. And I just love Lucy and Joshua stepping out and seeing that the influence of the church is not within, it's out there. And Jessica William got a few things to share what's happening out there. You have 3 minutes. I know you can stretch to five, but five is your limit.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to quickly share all the great things that have been happening to me recently, and I just want to give all that glory to God. So some of you might know that last year I got accepted into the City of Marion's Youth Collective Committee, which is a youth advisory council in the City of Marion. And through that, I've had a lot of opportunities open up, and it just keeps on coming, and it's just amazing what God's been doing in my life. And it's really important because some of you may not know that, I see some newcomers, that my family struggled with our visa, and until we got our permanent residence, I couldn't go to uni, I couldn't really do anything. And also that I was sick for 2.5 years, so because of that, I couldn't do anything either. And so I can see now how God is sort of redeeming all that time that I had lost to sickness, and how he's really pushing me up. And it's just amazing to see that I'm finally taking my life back. So, so I joined the Youth Collective Committee. Through that, I've had a lot of things done, such as being on the front cover of a magazine, getting a Connecting Communities Award, starting my own business, which I haven't shared yet until I had my first client this week, where I basically help international students settle into Adelaide by helping them connect with the right people that can sort of help them do that, settling into Adelaide. And so my first event / client was last Tuesday, and some of the people here came to the event that I hosted. It was really, really successful, and a lot of people were really happy, and it felt, I think a lot of them said it was really helpful for them to make those connections. So that went really well, and because of how well that went, actually before the event even happened, I was nominated for an award by the mayor for the 2023 Governor's Multicultural Awards in the youth category. So before I even did anything, I was recognized for the work that I was about to do, and I have been nominated by the mayor himself. And through that, through the work that I haven't done yet, I was recognized by the Flinders University Student Council, and they asked me to be a part of the student council and to nominate myself as a people of color officer. And I was like, okay, cool. And I found out it was a paid position. But then I got really stressed because next week is elections and I'm gonna be at uni for 3 days, 9 to 5, basically trying to get people to vote for me and my team. And I felt really, really stressed about that. It's only my first semester at uni as well, and I'm already about to join student council. And guess what? On the day that I was nominated for the award, I found out that I ran unopposed for the position and I was provisionally elected automatically. And so God really just plopped it into my hand. And it's even more amazing because I was experiencing really difficult, like financial struggles. I have to pay for my uni fees up front. I don't get HECS debt or HECS loans or anything because I'm not a citizen. So all my costs were going up and my shifts were going down. I was barely earning like $100 a week. And I was desperately searching for new jobs. I had 5 job interviews, 4 of them for manager positions. Don't know why. And they all went really well, but I didn't get it. And I got another interview that went just so amazingly well. And they even had charity work. And I was like, oh, I'm definitely getting this job. And I didn't get it. And I was like, how is that even possible? I was their best candidate. Like, seriously, they told me that themselves. Like, I was the most well-spoken person, and I didn't get it. So I had to be really, like, faithful and just trust that God had something better for me. And I was like, I have to trust that God's going to provide for me, but I'm not getting any shifts or any jobs. And then suddenly, this week, I got 6 shifts, and I'm getting paid $3,000 to be on the student council. So it's so crazy how God's been providing for me and just literally just giving out all these successes. There was more, but I think that's it.
The reason why there's more is, anyway, you can start an event and gather them and to listen to more. But I'm going to ask my good friend, Pastor Winston, to pray with you. Mm-hmm. Pastor Winston have lots of experience with young people, overseas students, new migrants. Look at him. He's just a model of you can do it till whatever.
All right. I just remember what else.
Okay, one more.
Yes, I was accepted into the City of Marin's Community Leadership Program, so now I'm going to be doing leadership and community projects within the City of Marion. So that's another opportunity that was given to me. Yes.
So one of the things Maria and I really, I don't like to use the word proud because then sound pride, really rejoice is we have kind of said to the fellowship for many times, we need to be in the world to win it. The world need more good Christians than the church. And it's good to see the young ones stepping out much earlier than us oldies, who kind of like, you know, life is not all within the church, it's actually out there. You know, the meat is in the street. Thanks, Pastor Winston.
Before I pray, I think I need your autograph before I get famous.
I already got one in the front tower. You're right. Too late.
Let's pray. Father, we just want to pray for Jessica, hearing her story about your faithfulness. And sometimes your way is higher than our ways, that even though in her desperation for funds, Father, you provide in a much rewarding and meaningful way. And Father, you have placed her in a time such as this, that she can represent you out in the world to be your ambassador, to be the light and the salt of the earth. Father, we just want to thank you for her. Father, I just pray that as she step into those different positions, Father, just use her, strengthen her, and when she feels that the job is too big for her, remind her that you placed her there in the first place. and you'll sustain her, give her all the strength and wisdom that she needs, and rejoice as a church that, Lord, you're using us to influence the world. So, Father, we just prayed, and we pray for this church as well, that young people can stand up and not be afraid of the world, even though we're not in the world. We are not of the world. We are in the world for you. And, Father, you have given us all this power, and the Holy Spirit lives in us. So we thank you again, and we rejoice with Jessica for what you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
All right, we're going to do some worship, Angus. You want to share something first? Yeah, you get up with your guitar and share. You got a mic and everything.
Yeah. I'm prepared. No, I won't stand up there. I don't like that. Okay, so hello, everybody. I'm Angus. I just felt led by God just to share this as a bit of encouragement for you all. I was at the conference last weekend, the national conference, and I love these conferences that we do, the national conferences, because they're just, like God's Josh said, just such big Holy Spirit times, and they're awesome. I came into it with such an expectant heart, going, yes, God, you're going to do stuff, you're going to move, let's go, let's get ready to do this. And I was just flat. I felt like rubbish. I was almost going like, Lord, I've spent all this money to be here. I'm taking time off work. I'm paid to be here. And this, it doesn't suck, but it's like, come on, Lord, you're not showing up for me, but I can see you doing it for everybody else here. And I felt God just go, just wait. I'm gonna get you through this. So what I was going through was I have struggled really badly with sciatica in my back. At some points I haven't been able to walk from it. And I felt like God's promised me that he said to me that I'm gonna deliver you of this weekend. We're gonna set you free from it, and it's not going to be an issue. And I had a bit of deliverance before the conference even started with some dear friends, and I felt physically better, but mentally just terrible. Like, it was just so bad. And every session we had, every worship session, every ministry time that we had, I just felt bad. I'm like, God, I'm literally, like, I was crying, going, Lord, set me free. Like, what's going on? Like, I'm here with an expectant heart. You said you were going to do this. What's going on? And he goes, just chill out, mate. Just like, I've got this. Just take in what you can and just let me do this. And the whole time I felt the Holy Spirit was then starting to move in me and do stuff, but still not in the same normal ways it does. But then there was something. We had a workshop, and it was a healing workshop, and I went, well, I definitely got to go to that, hey, because that's what I need. So I went, and I got some prayer, and it was for something completely irrelevant, had nothing to do with my back at all. And I was bang, I was released of stuff, and stuff was coming off of me and out of me in the spiritual realm that I had no idea was even there. And God was going, yeah, this is the time we needed to do that. We couldn't do that before, because before wasn't the right time. We had to do that now. And then just like that, it was like literally like flicking a switch, and bang, the Holy Spirit was hitting me, hitting people around me. And I was starting, like Josh was saying, with the whole, like, you know, crazy stuff. That's the Holy Spirit, by the way. It was crazy. I was on the floor, and then I got the opportunity to minister to other people and share what God had for them and prophesy into their lives. But I want to encourage you that when your heart's crying out, God hasn't forgotten you. When God's promised you something and it's like, Lord, when is it coming? When's it coming? I'm waiting for it. I've given all this up to be here with you and it still hasn't come. He hasn't forgotten. We have to wait for his timing. And sometimes his timing doesn't line up with ours. And in fact, I've learned most times it never lines up with my timing. But that's because God knows so much more than we do, and he's so much bigger than we are, that he sees the whole picture and he just does it at the perfect timing. So I just want to encourage you in that, God's still got you. He hasn't forgotten. and you're going to get through it.
I want to share a few things, all right? So some of the language that Joshua and Angus use, like, you know, that stuff, all right, we're not into that, all right? All of us who've been long enough in Christianity know that we battle with three things: the devil, the world, and the flesh. And if we read through the Bible, the way to battle with this is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. All right? The mind who sat on the flesh is dead. The mind who slept on the Spirit is life and peace. Who has conquered the world? Jesus has. But now the world is in quite a lot of turmoil because there's a lot of information of lies that people believe in. If you believe in this system, believe in climate change or whatever, your life will be better. So that system is the world. It's the cosmos, which we all part of the institution. So the Holy Spirit come to reveal the truth through the scripture, through the prompting to enlightenment. Who's going to battle with the devil? It's not flesh and blood. It's the Holy Spirit. So when we talk about the Holy Spirit, it's not like he's the God. He's part of the Trinity that loved Jesus Christ, that loved the Father. But in the meantime, he's the paraclete, just like Jesus Christ. And because he's a spirit, he can be with us anytime, anywhere. And then very personally to you, that is different from anyone else. All right. So when we say come Holy Spirit, it's because of that our human mind, no matter how good it is, can't work out the flow of the Spirit. So when we worship now, I want you to posture yourself and say, okay, Lord Jesus, you ask us to worship you in spirit and truth because God is a spirit. I'm going to try to do that. All right. So when we say the testimony of, not we say, the scripture say in Revelation, the testimony of Christ is a spirit of prophecy. I don't know whether you have unpacked that before. Why is the testimony of Christ a spirit of prophecy? We'll ask the Holy Spirit. So when during this worship, we're going to, it's not our phrase, it's actually the early fathers that actually use it. Come Holy Spirit. The early fathers, come Holy Spirit, because they know that the mystery of life is not unpacked in this finite mind. It's too small. All right? Shall we just worship and just wait on the Holy Spirit? All right?
I'd like you all to stand.